the Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along. It's 1972 on this Throwback Thursday. The Dolphins go 14-0 on this date, finishing their regular season undefeated. They would go on to win the Super Bowl, beating Washington in Super Bowl VII. They also beat the Steelers in the AFC Championship game. And the Steelers got there on the Immaculate Reception. A lot of people misinterpret the Immaculate Reception. They think the Steelers, because they won all the Super Bowls, they won Super Bowls in the 70s, that helped them. That did not. That Immaculate Reception just helped them advance over the Raiders in the playoffs, where they lost to the Dolphins on this run of a perfect season. And you probably know, if you're an NFL fan, obviously, that every time a team that is unbeaten loses, they say the Dolphins celebrate, etc. Those who are still left celebrate because they want to remain the only unbeaten team that won a Super Bowl. Right, the Patriots may have matched them during the regular season, but of course they had their, had it derailed by the Giants. The Cleveland Browns at 7-6 will take on the Raiders on Saturday, one of two Saturday games for the league this weekend, and they are getting just drilled with COVID-19. Now, if you go back to January, this happened to them when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kevin Stefanski wasn't on the sidelines. They had to, they beat the Steelers anyway. It really wasn't a problem. Alex Van Pelt will call plays. Mike Prefer will serve as an interim coach. Could be Case Keenum at quarterback. They've got a lot of players on that team. This has been an up and down season for Cleveland in terms of, you feel like sometimes they play pretty well, then they don't. Then they, it's what a 7-6 record kind of indicates. You've had games and you've lost games and you've gone back and forth to be just a little bit above 500. Disappointing? I guess. I mean, this has been a wild year for the AFC, where we've seen sort of every team kind of go. There isn't a dominating team in this conference right now. So I don't think it's fair to assume somebody should have taken the mantle of that. I mean, the Patriots right now are the top seed, but they've got a rookie quarterback that could cause them an issue. So there's no dominating team. But as far as the Browns go at 7-6, we'll see how this COVID situation goes. Andy Baskin joins us from The Fan in Cleveland. Give us a little bit more details on that. How are you, Andy?
Good. How are you doing today?
How similar is this to what they were going through with the Steelers in the playoff game in terms of the coaching staff?
That's a good analogy. With Kevin Stefanski being out, Mike Prefer is the head coach, and Alex Van Pelt was calling the plays in that game, and we all saw what happened. Now, they did catch a lucky break in the beginning of that game with a snap that, ended up in the end zone. So that was one thing, and it propelled them in the right direction. But, there have been times this year that people think Kevin Stefanski is way too conservative on offense, and no matter how broken Baker Mayfield is, they're not really throwing the ball down the field. And there's kind of been an outcry for the last couple of weeks to see Alex Van Pelt call the plays. Now, this is not the scenario I think anybody wanted to see that happen in. And I think that they've kind of scaled back a little bit. You hear rumblings that Alex Van Pelt's, that his voice might be a little bit louder, or that Kevin is maybe rethinking the way he's calling plays, at least last week against the Ravens. But it's a weird situation because there are fans that wanted Van Pelt to start calling the plays. And, now you have it. Let's see what happens, especially with a different scenario and no Baker Mayfield.
For a lot of people, they hear COVID reserve list. They don't necessarily know exactly what it means. Could some of these guys that are on it now, could they be available on Saturday, or is it a little too late in the game?
No, there is a chance. I mean, if some of these guys come through negative today and negative tomorrow, they would be able to play on Saturday. But the problem is the game is on Saturday. So, excuse me, that cut 24 hours off of the timeline that you would have on a normal game. So it kind of put them in a weird spot.
Case Keenum, if he does play, how much action has he seen this season?
Well, he did beat the Broncos earlier in the season on Thursday night. There's a lot of faith and trust in him, but ever since I've been a kid, the backup quarterback in Cleveland has always seemed to be the favorite, except for when Bernie and Brian Kemp were the quarterbacks here. So
7-6, here's what you are as a record. It has been an up-and-down season for Cleveland. Is this, as I was mentioning earlier, there just hasn't been an AFC dominating team, so I think it would be unfair to say somebody should have had that. If no one's got it, why not? But how disappointing is this given what they did last year, or is this about where they should be given some ups and downs of a season?
I mean, the hype of the offseason, people were talking Super Bowl around here. They wanted it. But if you go back and you look at it from outer space and you say, wow, the Browns made the playoffs last year for the first time. For the second time since 1999. And they actually won a game in the playoffs for the first time since 99. When they returned, if I told you you got a chance to make the playoffs, if you won out with four games to go or won three of your last four games and you're going to make the playoffs, would you take it? And I think if you look from a million miles away, you would have said yes, especially after the heels of 1-15 and 0-16 seasons that weren't that long ago. So I think the big picture reality is the franchise is still moving in the right direction. They've caught some crazy breaks this year. Baker's been hurt. The OBJ situation was bizarre beyond belief. So, realistically, I think when it's all said and done at the end of the season, I think Browns fans will be like, man, we wanted so much more, but it really wasn't that bad. It could have been a lot worse.
We talk about the quarterback situation with COVID. What worries you about who's on that list and may not play Saturday as well?
Well, it's offensive linemen. I mean, you're talking about two offensive linemen that might be able to play out of five. That's bad news. Obviously, Baker not being able to play. That's bad news. Jarvis Landry. The defense is in a little bit better shape. I think the bigger thing about the COVID list is that we're scared that we're going to hear more names today. So we've got our fingers crossed that we don't hear any more names today and we don't hear any more names tomorrow. Because I do think the Browns fans are still like, you know what? The Raiders are kind of a dumpster fire. They've got a chance in this game. If they sit where they are right now at 13, there's also a chance that David Njoku could be back. He was on the COVID list last week. So that number from 14 could go down, but I think we all have our fingers crossed that it doesn't go up.
What about the running game? Is that going to be more in play with Keenum or not?
Well, I would think so, especially because D'Ernest Johnson has been kind of this quiet thunder that's been behind Kareem Hunt and been behind Nick Chubb. They've had three really good running backs this year, but if Nick's available and the Browns can run the ball, you give that ball to Nick Chubb and let him run. It's all they need to do.
How are the Browns playing right now? I mean, again, we talked about the season as in a large picture, but right now we're getting to the nitty-gritty of what you're doing today. How are they playing today?
Again, you take the COVID guys out. I don't know what this is going to look like, but I do think that when you look at the way things have changed, the defense had a bad game against the Patriots, but they've been able to play really well since then. And so that's been a big feather in their cap. You know, they haven't given up a lot of points and since the Patriots game. So they've been playing better. The offense has really, really struggled. You know, I say this all the time. The way the game's set up right now, the way things are coordinated for the quarterback and the wide receivers, the NFL basically hands you 20 points, 21 points when you walk on the field. And the Browns offense hasn't been able to do that. Now, is that because of Baker Mayfield's injuries? I think we'll find out when he's healthy again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next. How has he been dealing with those injuries? I mean, look, COVID's COVID, and it can affect you in different ways. Is there an opportunity to rest up a little bit more if Case Keenum does play Saturday?
Well, that's actually a silver lining if you want to look at it that way, because it sounds like Baker Mayfield has no symptoms right now. So if he gets the opportunity to rest and maybe rest his shoulder a little bit, I'll tell you this, after the bye week, he looked pretty darn good last week in the first half against the Ravens. Now, maybe he got hit a little bit and things change. You know, you get an interception here, the coach loses confidence in you, you stop throwing the ball downfield. That all can be, image and what you're wondering what Baker Mayfield's doing. So I think there are a lot of factors that play into this. Some people will say, well, you're making excuses for Baker Mayfield. I'm not. The guy's playing with a non-throwing shoulder with rubber bands and scotch tape. I mean, he's out there and he's trying the best that he can. You know, I think he kind of picked on Kevin Stefanski a little bit last week, talking about the offense and wishing they'd open it up a little bit more in the second half, because they did score all their points against the Ravens in the first and didn't score in the second. So there are things to be fixed, but, you know, still the core of this thing is in pretty good shape.
How are the practices run this week with all of this COVID, people leaving and virtual meetings and whatnot? How are the practices?
So, you know, it's a condensed week already because you're playing on Saturday.
Right.
So that didn't help anything. They've been doing virtual calls. They had a walkthrough yesterday. That's it. They were hoping to have a full practice today. We'll see what happens. It's very much like, you know, running a Friday practice or a Saturday practice for Sunday games is the way it sounds, the way that Kevin Stefanski described it yesterday.
Andy, great stuff. I really appreciate you always coming on when we need you and right before you get on in Cleveland. Really appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
No worries, and hopefully no one will call me next time I'm talking to you.
Andy Baskin of The Fan in Cleveland joining us as the Browns get ready. Again, he said there'll be to practice this week up to like 10 starters are on this COVID list. I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be honest with you. I know probably many of you are like this. Sometimes the COVID list for me gets so overwhelming, and the regulations and what you can and can't do, I get lost in what teams are looking like, right? Like how they're looking the week. I get players not playing, right? That I can understand. But I'm trying to figure out, how do you prepare in a league where nothing is given? Nothing is given. Houston can beat you like we saw Tennessee. Jacksonville can beat you like we saw with Buffalo. Nothing, and certainly a team like Las Vegas that has got some had some problems and play, but still can go out there and not that long ago beat Dallas in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. And they're putting together maybe their first real practice today leading to a Saturday game. Again, this is what COVID is doing to these teams. And for the Browns, I mean, you've got a lot of players, 15 are on the COVID-19 list. That was just yesterday morning. And as Ron and I have been saying this morning, who knows what that's going to be. In all likelihood, Case Keenum will start. Kevin Stefanski will not be on the sideline. So Mike Prefer is going to serve as an interim coach. Alex Van Pelt is going to call the plays. There's a lot of very interesting development in Cleveland, who's 7-6, one of those teams that is, again, in the middle of that run. Like, there's a lot of 7-6 teams in the NFL right now, a lot of them. And again, nobody's dominating the league, so these games are extremely important as we continue. It's Wake Up Call, and Jerry Palm's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes, and we'll get his thoughts on college football as we continue with Wake Up Call.